702.
Asanya is on Twitter at @Asanya_.
21 minutes to 2 o'clock. Now, I've often been fascinated by places that have just interesting terrain and environments. You think of the Galapagos Islands, you think of New Zealand, Iceland, and then, of course, a place like Marion Island, or even just Antarctica. Maybe not all the way, but, you know, Marion Island, I think, will suffice as part of that group. And in this section of the show, we're chatting to Dineo Mogashwa. She has had an interesting life experience, one that is not commonplace. Yes, more and more people are visiting Antarctica for all types of holidays, but it's not the sort of experience that everyday South Africans get to have. So you'll remember that in 2003, Cabinet approved the transfer of the scientific research functions of SANEP, which is South African and National Antarctica Program. And it used to be within the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism, and then they moved it to the Department of Science and Technology. But the Department of Environmental Affairs retained responsibility for logistics and the infrastructure in that region. And we do have teams on a regular basis going to the islands, doing all sorts of research in that part of the world. So there's Marion as well as Gough Island, and politically they form part of South Africa's Western Cape province. So it's not all of us that can get to go there, but Dineo Mogashwa got to live there for several months. Dineo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Asanya?
I'm good, thank you. I've had the privilege of chatting to people who, you are the, I think, my third guest who has had an opportunity to go there, you know. So on what grounds were you there?
I was working there as a research field assistant, mm-hmm. and I was working on a project that was looking at the ecological impacts of the wind. So we were measuring the wind speeds and the wind direction on a monthly basis, and just that data will be used to generate models and be able to just see what the wind patterns are on the island.
Right. So speaking of which, then maybe let's just dive straight into it. You were there for 18 months?
No, I was there for 13 months.
13 months, yes. My apologies. And you didn't get to come home in that time?
No.
It's like you were marooned on Marion Island for 13 months.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful terrain.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a volcanic island, so you have all these rock formations. It's very beautiful. The geomorphology there is just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And then just the oceanic views, the mountains. It's a beautiful place to see.
Yeah. So what do you see? Because you look out and you see what? Can you see Gough Island? Can you see Antarctica?
No, you see Prince Edward Island. So Marion, right. Marion Island is part of there are two islands. There's Prince Edward mm-hmm. and Marion Island, and together they're the Prince Edward Islands. So the closest one to Marion Island is
Prince Edward.
It's Prince Edward. Yes. And then, but no one is allowed on Prince Edward. They only go there every 5 years. It's very protected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you talked about the rock formations, the pictures, I think, that are on SANEP's site, for instance, just make you want to go there. So it's always, there's a lot of rain.
Yeah, a lot of rain, strong winds. Mm. Yeah, it's a very wet place. So it's a wetland and it's a very marshy place. Get mires everywhere.
Yeah, so forget your pumps or sneakers.
No, definitely leave those behind. We used to wear gumboots. Yeah. Every time we stepped outside, you wear gumboots because you just sink to the ground. It's mire out there. But yeah, it's a very nice place. And we spent a year or so, and it was amazing.
Mm. So there were some reports as well about discontent among some of the teams that were there as well. How did you find living in such a remote place, contained with the same people, small community, for such a long time? Do you feel like you're going to climb the walls?
I like being alone, so it wasn't that big an adjustment. Mm-hmm. With the previous teams, I think the department worked very hard for us to not have the same problems. So, for instance, our team, we had a chef who managed the food and made sure that we are well rationed for the whole year. So like all of the problems that most of the previous teams had, we didn't have as much because the department worked very hard to
That's good to hear. So what do you eat on Marion Island?
You eat almost everything that you would eat here except the fresh fruit and vegetables, of course, because, well, for one, we're trying to sustain the nature on the island, so we're not trying mm-hmm. to introduce any new species. Mm-hmm. So we can't bring fresh fruit and vegetables on the island, and obviously they wouldn't last a year. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's the same food and a lot of canned stuff.
Uh-huh. That's not exciting. That's not exciting at all. So take me into, because you walked the island, you went on a hike.
Yeah, no,
around the circumference of the island.
Yeah, I did a one-day round island,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you walk around. Well, every month I did round islands, but usually a round island would take you about 4 or 5 days, and you sleep at like a hut, and then you walk mm-hmm. further the next day. But yeah, I did a one-day round island. That was very epic, lots of fun, and physically challenging.
Yes, and you had to encounter those winds that you talked about. Give me a sense of what kind of winds.
You get winds that go up to 45-60 knots. So that is
Can you speak in kilometers? Okay. Because where we are here in Gauteng, you're from Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe Western people from the Western Cape would be more, maybe even the Eastern coast, like, PE, East London and Durban and so on, as you go up the East. Talk of the wind, and direction and speed is part of their weather reports or just life, how you prepare for your day. So where we are, like, the question of the wind, it just never features.
Yeah, the wind on Marion Island is way extreme than what people in Cape Town experience, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I would literally fall and roll over because
Yeah,
so they're that strong. But, like, yeah, it's just because of the geographical location of the island. It's it's further south, so mm-hmm. get strong winds there.
Mm. Yeah, let's take a break and we'll chat to Dineo Mokgashwa next. She's from Mhlunzi in Mpumalanga. And she went from there all the way to Marion Island. And what a career achievement to have done something this. I think it's not the norm for many. So she is, in fact, qualified as she studied her BSc and she's qualified in environmental sciences. She did her honors in ecology at the University of Pretoria and grabbed this opportunity with both hands.
702 Asanya Mosaka. Lines are always open on 011-883-0702.
It's 11 minutes to 2 o'clock. Sometimes I think part of what I love about my show, or what I love about my job, rather, is that we get to live vicariously through other people. And that's the kind of session we're having today. Dineo Mokgashwa, who recently got to spend 13 months working on Marion Island. This is on your way to Antarctica. And it is part of the South African, it falls under South Africa's jurisdiction. WhatsApp says, on the top right now, was now on holiday, just got back from Iceland. If you want to saying let's give the person a call and hear about the stark landscape, because it's so different, absolutely different from what we are accustomed to. So you're from Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through your upbringing and where science was in your life.
I grew up in Middelburg. If you know it, you know it's a mining area, so
yeah.
There's just a lot of mines around, so I knew, where just from growing up in that environment, that I wanted to do something related to mining, but incorporating science, because that's what I was good at in school.
Mm.
So I looked at some of my career options that I had. You could have gone to engineering, but I kind of wanted to stick to science, but also just be involved in mining, because I think it's very big industry in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I applied for a bursary with Anglo, and fortunately I was able to get the Anglo-American Community Scholarship Scheme,
mm-hmm.
which funds students, but it's different from the Anglo bursary because you don't have to work for Anglo-American after, and you can study whatever degree that you want to do.
Oh, so bursaries for people in the community where they operate.
Bursaries are for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but the scholarship is specifically for the host communities.
Right.
So areas are with Anglo-American minds.
That's how you unlocked your science dream. Yes. Dineo, please put your headphones on. We've got Tenda on the line from Reimsig. Right. Hi, Tenda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thanks.
So I get to also live vicariously through you. You've been on Marion Island as well.
No, definitely, yes. And first of all, congratulations to Dineo for taking that inspiring voyage, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
How did you find it, Tenda?
No, it was quite interesting. I mean, I was there in 98, 99.
Wow, that long ago already?
Yeah, I was a sailor, and we are the guys who, I mean, should know that we used to walk the island like on almost a daily basis. Eh?
Mm-hmm. So you were a sailor?
Yeah, a sailor. We're part of a seal monitoring program.
Oh, I see, because part of the research is about the life histories of seals, seabirds, and killer whales.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually considered the fittest guys on the island because we used to walk it every day. If somebody were to get lost, we'd be the ones who go and look for them. When I came back, I was quite fit, but unfortunately, I ate my pup and fled.
Oh, thank you for the call, Tenda. I love it. Thank you.
Okay, okay, you're welcome.
Oh, so it's obviously mostly people who get to go there for research purposes, and I think the life and history of seals and killer whales, one of my favorites, and seabirds is one of those components there. So you were explaining actually about the wind and what exactly you were looking at, because this is it's got its own biodiversity, it's its own ecosystem, so how it all relates to the rest and even the kind of animals it's able to attract.
Yes. So our project was looking at how, well, the first part of the project will model the wind patterns on the island. So we're just looking at areas that have strong winds and how what's the general pattern around the island and how the wind flows in different areas and how the different rock formations affect the wind direction and wind speed. And using that, we're able to look at how the ecological systems will be affected mm-hmm. by the wind speed.
Because there are no trees there.
Yeah, no, definitely no trees. Yeah. A tree wouldn't be able to grow on that island. Like I said, it's very rocky and it's mushy. It's just a wetland.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the plants, which are predominantly mosses and grasses, their seeds are spread or dispersed by the wind. So when you understand the wind patterns, you're able to see how they would affect the biodiversity on the island.
Right. And what about the craters? Because it was created by volcanic activity.
Mm-hmm. So there are craters in like all the mountains have craters. So
yes.
When you go to the interior, you have you'll see a lot of craters there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a question here about how do you even get there? How did Dineo get to Marion Island?
You apply through various institutions. For example, I was with the University of Pretoria,
mm-hmm.
and there's another program that the university is running that is the MIMP, the caller that we are just speaking to now, the SELA, that is through the Department of Zoology at UP, as well as Plant Sciences, which was the department that I came from.
Yeah.
But University of UCT, and Nelson Mandela Metropolitan and various institutions have projects there that so you apply through them mm-hmm. and you get to do some interesting things on the island. Also, there are other non-research personnel that we have.
Like
on the
broadcasters?
Island. We have a radio technician.
Oh, I was just joking. Okay, sure.
Because we don't have network there, so you need someone that will help us connect to the...
Yeah.
To the mainland. So we had a radio technician and we have a base engineer that does the maintenance and all of that, the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And and as well as a medic. So yeah, there are a vast of up. There's a vast opportunity of things that you can do on the island besides scientific research.
I think that's more Karabo's direction, not me. Sadly. But I think what the person was referring to is how do you physically get there?
Oh, physically. there's a ship. So there's a ship that voyage that goes to the island every year. So we just got back now in May. And yeah, it just goes there every year, and the ship spends a month there. We're training the new team, and then it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you go there via the SAL Gallus, South Africa's
Navy. Yes,
yeah,
big Navy ship. It's impressive, very impressive. Yeah.
So that's the only means of getting onto the
amazing
island. Yeah.
And then a helicopter.
Yes. So from the island, all the packages and everything are transported from the ship onto the island using helicopters.
Yes, and then you walk the rest of the way to these beautifully white dotted pods, big pods, I would say, which are your living quarters.
Research. So we have a research base, which is very massive, it's big, and that's where all the facilities are.
Mm-hmm.
But like I explained earlier, we have to do round islands and get onto the other side of the island. So then we have huts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little shack, and then you just, yeah, you just sleep there for the night, and
yes,
you carry on with your journey.
Ah, from Mfuzi to Marion Island, and that is a career that's off to a fantastic start. Thank you, Dineo. Thank you for sharing your, I'm sure, unbelievably unforgettable adventure.
Definitely. I will never forget the experience, but yeah, it has been quite fun and I miss it already.
Hopefully you'll get to return. That was Dineo Mokgatla, and she got to work on Marion Island, which is under South Africa's jurisdiction, on your way to Antarctica. And I believe you see amazing glaciers in that part of the world, and great reminder of what about why we need to protect our environment. So an inspiring young person in Youth Month will continue to bring you more of such voices, because there's so much that says to us, oh, there's hopelessness in South Africa, things aren't going well. And then you get these glimmers, these buds of promise, and these buds that say the future can be really remarkable if we just stick with it, if we work hard at it. And Dineo is just one such person.